Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Well, pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, here we go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Glad you're with us. Whatever Super Talk station you're tuned into this afternoon, or whether you're online, we welcome you. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in beautiful Oak Grove, and we got a great, great show for you today. Daniel Stewart is our baseball analyst. He's going to be joining us every Tuesday. He's in the studio with us. And we got a really special guest as well. But first, opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Great place to cater this weekend's baseball. Great place to take your family for dinner any night of the week. Dickey's does such a great job, and we appreciate all they do for this program and Southern Miss Athletics. Daniel Stewart with me for the hour. And before we introduce our special guest, Daniel, thank you for coming in. We look forward to having you every Tuesday.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Look forward to it.
If you can do something about the cold weather, that would be nice.
I don't know if I have that kind of power.
Our first guest and our only guest today, because when you got this guy in the studio, you don't really need another guest. I probably, Daniel, don't need to introduce Dustin Dickerson to the Southern Miss Radio Office.
Not at all.
Dustin, we're glad to have you back in the studio with us, man. Welcome.
Appreciate it. Glad to talk.
We're glad you're here. Dustin has been in here doing some commercial production, and we appreciate that as well. But we're so glad to have you on the show. And I found out just a minute ago we're catching you one day before you leave to go back playing professional baseball. Tell us what's going on with you right now.
I've been working out all offseason. Been able to catch some baseball games at the Pete this weekend, and you know, on my last day, I'm going to watch tonight's game as well. So, I mean, couldn't imagine spending my last day doing anything else other than at that place. So, yeah, I leave tomorrow morning and won't be back until I guess October.
Yeah, I know. Going back 2 years ago, that last super regional game that night against Tennessee, you didn't want to leave the field that night, did you?
No, I didn't. I wanted to soak that one in. Never knew that was my last one or not. So
yeah. So tell us what's happened since then. How has the transition been going for you into pro ball?
I guess it's a little different. The talent level is probably similar. There's obviously some outliers with the talent, but the talent level's very similar, and it's more about just consistency. You play every day, so it's about showing up to the park every day, being the same guy you are every single day. And that's really the difference between, you know, college Division One and the minor leagues, I guess. Obviously, I'm not to the big leagues yet, so I don't know the difference there, but I can only imagine it's the same. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's just I try to show up every day, be the same guy I am. And, you know, I try to do that at Southern Miss as well. I try to be the same player I was every single game, never trying to do too much, and just doing whatever the game brings to me.
Is the coaching different? Do you find the coaching different in professional baseball, Dustin?
No, not really. It's more on your own, I would say, in professional. Obviously, they want to tweak a couple things, but I think it's more hands-on in college, if I'm being honest. I think it's more hands-on in college.
One thing, too, I've heard a lot of your predecessors say is there's more team in college baseball than in professional baseball. In professional baseball, more individual because everybody's trying to move up the next ladder. Have you seen and experienced that?
I mean, you know, I was lucky last year to be on a team with a bunch of cool college guys, and you know, we came together and we wanted to, you know, win the whole thing. So we made a deep run in the playoffs and it was super fun. It wasn't fun losing. We lost in the whatever the finals are before the championship. But yeah, it's definitely, you can tell when you play other teams, it's more individually goal oriented.
Mm-hmm.
They're all trying to make it to the major leagues, where I guess there it's a team sport a little bit more, but college is definitely as team as it's going to get. I mean, you get together in August and you have one goal, and that's to hold the trophy up in Omaha. So, I mean, that's as team as you're going to get. You go through the whole fall and then the spring and then the whole season. So, yeah, I mean, you know, and I think that brings out the best in me is when I'm on a team trying to accomplish a goal rather than chase my own stats. I feel like if the kind of player I am, if I'm chasing wins and team success, my individual success would come, and that's what I've tried to do since Southern Miss.
I saw some pictures before you came in the studio. You were with a bunch of your guys last night from Southern Miss Baseball. Man, it's a tight-knit group, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a brotherhood. A couple of my guys still there, Lawson Odom, Nick Monastir, Matt Adams, Chandler Best. You know, we've been together since my freshman year, and then Nick came later, and then, you know, I've known Lawson Odom since I was whatever age. We've been next-door neighbors. So, yeah, it's pretty cool to see everybody here, and, you know, I'm soaking in these last couple of days.
Daniel, get in here with the great Dustin Dickerson.
Yeah. Well, Dustin, I just commend you. I have really enjoyed watching your career. You know, knowing you came from West Jones back in my day, I went to West Lauderdale. West Jones was one of our big rivals back in the day. So, yeah, so, you know, I guess from a standpoint of, is it a big change? Because I was kind of like you were saying, pro ball, I would think, even if you lost the game, but you were 3-for-4, had a double and a home run, you probably still felt okay. College, it's not that way. You could have a great game, but if the team loses, I mean, that's not a – I mean, because like you said, you're moving towards that common goal. You want to lift the trophy in Omaha. But in pro ball, it's got to be, hey, yeah, maybe we didn't win, but I still did good, so it's still good for me. So it's got to be a big adjustment.
Yeah, I mean, it does stink losing, but if obviously – my individual goal is to play in the major leagues. So if I go 3-for-4 or whatever, that's awesome. But yeah, like I've always just wanted to win. I'm a sore loser. I hate losing no matter what it is, card game, board game,
it's
basketball.
The character of the person too, you know. Yeah. There probably are a lot of individuals mm-hmm. there.
There is.
But then there are some guys, sounds like yourself, that still want the team to do well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's guys everywhere that want individual success, but yeah, I'm not that way, and you know that's why Southern Miss baseball is what it is. Is everyone in that locker room every year, for the most part, is wanting to win every game more than individual success. And I can guarantee you, if Nick went 3-for-4 tonight with a homer and they lost, he would not be happy going home.
Right.
Have you run across many guys in pro ball your first couple of years that you knew in college baseball?
So, as soon as I got drafted, I was following the draft. Obviously, we took Jared Dickey from Tennessee. So, we talked about the Super Regional. He was on my team, but he got traded last year. Yeah, and then Carson Rockefort from UL, Louisiana. We played against each other for 3 years, and then we took him. And mm-hmm. we've been on the same team every year, and we've gotten close, and, you know, obviously, it sucked playing against him because he was so good, and you know he probably didn't like me. I didn't like them, but now we're good friends, and you know it's crazy how this world works. So now we both have a common goal together.
Tell me if this would surprise you. My daughter's a big fan, and she was watching you one afternoon, and she said, "I just love Dustin." But you know, If I were pulling for another team and Dustin was playing against us, I'd probably hate Dustin.
That sounds.
That surprise you?
Nah, I've heard that from a lot of people.
That's a compliment. You realize?
Yeah, it is. I guess you know everybody likes to play with me, but would hate to play against me. And I think that's what you know. Tennessee, when we played them, I've gotten a lot of tweet comments at me, but you know their head coach reached out to me and gave me a good compliment of how I was a player, and I feel like everyone there would have loved me if I played for them. But obviously,
correct,
when I'm playing against them and want to beat them with everything in me, then I would assume you wouldn't like me.
I do remember he said too, Daniel, you probably remember this. He goes, the one regret I have about losing this series is I'm not going to get to watch Dickerson play anymore.
Who said that?
The Tennessee coach.
Tennessee coach
after the game. That's a heck of a compliment, Dustin.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. He's reached out to me a couple times. He reached out to me via text message after they beat us, which I was very sour about. Then he reached out to me when I got drafted, and he's texted me before every one of my seasons. So he just telling me good luck, and you know I got a lot of respect for him and what he does there
for sure. I've relived that Tennessee game 1,000 times. You've probably relived it 100,000 times, yeah. Right? That last Tennessee game.
Yeah. More so, we had a 4-run lead.
Right.
The game two, and then the weather delay in game one didn't help. So, more so those than game three.
Right, we've got Dustin Dickerson in the studio with us, Daniel Stewart as well. Super Talk Eagle Hour going to continue here in a minute. Don't forget about our Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. Thousands a month downloading it. We're grateful to you for that. Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. More with Dustin Dickerson next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Campus Bookmart sponsors this segment of our show, campusbookmart.net. Quick reminder, we'll be the Fuzzy's Tacos this Friday. We always enjoy that a lot with Justin and those guys down there getting ready for the Louisiana Tech Series. Mississippi State, of course, in town tonight at 6 o'clock. Got Dustin Dickerson in the studio with us, and Dustin, let's go back to Southern Miss a little bit. 20-23. This is a stat that jumps out at me, and I know you've heard this question before. I think I've asked you this two or three times, but so you hit 13 home runs in your 3 years here, and you hit 11 of them in the last year, and I dare say you hit what, 8 or 9 of those in the last month or so of the season. What happened, Dustin? I asked you that after the regional, and you kind of laughed and said, "I don't know." Have you figured it out now, what happened in that period of time?
No. I think I took the same swings I was always taking. I think I got lucky and they went over the fence.
No, I think it had a little more than luck, don't you, Daniel?
A little bit, yeah.
But nothing changed mechanically, huh?
No, nothing. I mean, no. Obviously, that was one of the hottest times I've ever been. I was seeing the ball well, and obviously – I mean, Auburn wasn't the biggest park, but and I guess Montgomery is normal, but yeah, nothing changed at all. I just was as hot as I can be, and it felt really good.
I've heard other players say this, and Daniel, you might want to comment on this too. They say, "Well, the ball looked like a beach ball."
Yeah,
the ball looked bigger to me. What does that mean?
It means the ball looks big, and whether you swing, no matter what you swing at, it feels like you're going to hit it on the barrel, and it's going to get hit hard, obviously.
It's almost like you're picking up those pitches that you want to hit sooner.
Yeah, it's like, and you know what pitch is coming almost.
Yeah, yeah. It's you got your wheelhouse pitch. You know it when you see it, and you know you can make good contact on them, as opposed to when you're not confident. You're almost a little anxious in the box, but when you've got that confidence, mm-hmm. you're seeing it well. You know, just everything lines up to be more successful.
It almost feels like everything's going your way as well. It feels like ball one, ball two, now you're in a 2-0 count, and you know you're getting a fastball. Like, it's just everything goes your way. You'll check swing 0-0, and the check swing won't be a strike. So it just – when you're hot like that, everything goes your way, and when you're cold, obviously everything goes – the total opposite.
Then the ball shrinks.
The ball is like a ping pong ball.
Is that right? That's yeah. really amazing. All right, lots of great things to talk about. Obviously, both super regionals were very exciting. The Tennessee thing was very, very, very dramatic. We talked briefly about that. I think you and I agree. If it hadn't been for the weather delay and not having to burn up, you know, Justin Storm to finish the first game, but, you know, might have been different, might not. But, Justin, I don't think in all of my years of going to everything from NFL football games to college baseball games, I've ever experienced a sporting event more exciting and exhilarating than the three games you guys played against LSU your sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
What when you think back on that weekend, what thoughts come to your mind?
That was like the beginning of our run almost. We haven't held – I don't think we hosted a super before that, or I guess that was a regional. We've hosted a couple, but I don't think we've hosted in a while, so the fans were anxious to get out there. And obviously LSU's known for being rowdy as well, so it was a good combination. And, you know, they were playing good ball, and we were playing good ball as well. So it was just – we put on a show, and you know, the fans were getting after it. I think there was a few brawls in the stands as well.
There were.
I think I saw one. I was standing on deck going to hit in like the seventh inning, and I looked up, and there was a fight going on. So,
yeah. Do you feed off of that kind of thing when you're playing? Can you feed off the fan excitement?
Yeah, I personally do. It's tough when there's no one in the stands for me. Just that's the kind of player I am. Some guys thrive better when there's nobody in the stands. It's all personal preference, but me personally, the more people there, the more I like, and the more pressure it is, the more I like all that stuff. I try to thrive in that, and you know, if I make it to the big leagues one day, there'll be 40,000 every night. So
right.
It's kind of cool to get a little sense of that at Southern Miss.
It couldn't have been more dramatic, could it, guys? I mean, lose the big lead against them the first night you play them, going home just heartbroken that night, heartbroken. But then you guys come back, you got to fight through Kennesaw State, which I thought was a really tough team in that tournament, and then to come back and win the thing against LSU, man, that's high drama. I don't know that there's ever been more drama around the baseball team.
I don't remember any other time being a Southern Miss baseball fan, too, where the fans have said – I could actually have it say an impact on the game. I don't know if you guys remember that pitcher. Mm-hmm. He kind of had a step. When mm-hmm. you know, everybody, one, two, started counting his steps. Mm-hmm. He really – fans rattled that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But the energy and the excitement in the Pete Taylor that weekend was like I've never seen before.
No. Had you ever experienced anything
no,
like that?
No, that was top tier for sure. That was
– Yeah, it was – it's just hard to describe mm-hmm. if you weren't there. I don't know how you would match that.
I don't either.
Well, to what degree did coming off that emotional high on a Monday and then having to turn around on Saturday or Friday and play Ole Miss, who was pretty rested in a sense, they had much easier, I think it's fair to say, a much easier you know, avenue to get there. What degree did that play into the games against them? You think the guys, were you emotionally tired, physically tired? Did that have nothing to do with it?
I don't think that had anything to do with it. I think games of that magnitude have nothing to do with physically tired. I think we were all ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's kind of a little bit messed up that we played at 2 o'clock or noon or whatever it was in South Mississippi on turf, so it felt really hot. But other than that, we were all ready to go. And like I said, when a batter's hot, teams can get hot as well, and mm-hmm. and then things go your way, things don't go your way. It's the same for a team as well, as and Ole Miss was as hot as they could get. They blooped stuff. Everything they hit fell, and everything we hit was right at them. Reese Ewing hit a homer down the line, an inch foul, obviously. Changed everything.
Grand slam.
Yeah, changes mm-hmm. the whole outcome of everything. But
so hot, as I recall, that Montenegro behind the plate really came fairly close to having a heat stroke almost. If you remember, he got really shaky at one point behind the plate, and his parents told me later, you know, that he was just kind of seeing stars. It was so hot.
Yeah, it was.
That's a tough position to play when it's hot. Being a catcher, all the gear up, down. Yeah.
All right. So where does that stack with all your great Southern Miss memories? If Dustin Dickerson's laying in the bed at night and reflects back on his great career here, what are some of the things that jump out in your mind?
Obviously, coming back then against LSU, the Auburn Regional, losing game one, and then winning, what was it, four straight?
All right. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty – on the road, that's pretty tough to do. And then, obviously, my freshman year, obviously just experiencing everything for the first time, it was pretty cool. So I would say those three, top three.
All right. So give us the Dustin Dickerson analysis of what you saw this weekend and what you see in this baseball team that you're going to watch tonight.
I mean, they're as talented as we've had in a while, if not the most talented team I've seen. I'm there every day working out with them, so I see it all. And there's still players that haven't played who are really talented, and that's just shows how good we are. Coach Oz does a tremendous job. He's just carrying on a great legacy from Coach Barry. I mean, as long as the arms stay healthy and throw quality innings, you know, the boys are going to swing it. And, you know, Dre Barrett looked like a big leaguer. He's 18. Must be nice.
Yeah.
But he stays swinging it. I think, you know, as long as the bigger, more veteran players can take the pressure off of him and just let him be who he is, his numbers will chase him. You know, and – the lineup's deep. The pitching staff's deep. We were up 18-0, and Michael Fowler comes in, and he's throwing 95 with a whammer. So it's not very fun. Yeah, it's. I think they can do everything that I've ever – like my team's accomplished and more probably. They're more talented as long as they can stay even keel and be the same team no matter if they won 20 straight or lost 5 straight. You got to show up to play every night and – you know, I think they got a good coach and coaches, and they instill that in them.
And fans don't need to read too much into an early midweek game, even if it's against Mississippi State, do they?
No, obviously the in-state stuff matters for the fans, but, you know, the boys are just trying to shoot. Half of them are not even from Mississippi, so they don't really – think about all that much. They just want to play a good game and obviously win for Southern Miss. They don't really care who's in the other dugout, and you know, usually that pans out to good success.
And that's probably the same attitude with the guys that are coming here from Starkville, right?
Yeah, I mean,
they're just trying to get ready for the season.
Yeah, it's the fourth game or fifth game of the season. Obviously you want to come out with a win, but you know, it's early and you can learn things just from a loss as well. And you want to be playing your best ball in June, so it's a long time from now.
My man, it's been an understatement to say it was a pleasure watching you. And, of course, you know we're all your big fans, and we wish you nothing but the best moving forward.
Appreciate you, and I give a little shout-out to my buddy Garrett Ramsey on the way to Hattiesburg to support the Eagles and my aunt watching or listening in. So love y'all, and see y'all soon.
All right, Dustin, good luck, man.
Appreciate it.
Dustin Dickerson, everybody. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of the show. If you If you don't have a ticket tonight, I'll guarantee you they'll have the game on. Probably be a little warmer. And there'll be plenty of good food to eat, a lot of camaraderie, always great, great atmosphere at Forest Street Barn Grill. Also want to thank Genesis of Hattiesburg. They're the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Sedans and SUVs from Genesis are absolutely fine, as is their new showroom, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Well, we talked him into sticking around. Dustin's going to be with us another segment. Daniel Stewart, Dustin Dickerson in the studio. Daniel, let me throw this to you.
Sure.
Just your breakdown of what you saw from the pitching side. A couple things that jumped out at me over the weekend. All four starters really performed well. Very impressed with the freshman.
Absolutely.
That started. And really, even Sunday, impressed with the freshman that came in late to pitch. But your breakdown of what you saw from the mound.
Yeah. So, really, really pleased. And, you know, Lafayette, you know, no disrespect to them at all, but, you know, you could tell they were probably not the most experienced team, but, you know, D1 team, and a lot of good players on the team.
And played hard. They played hard.
And they played really, really hard. But it's opening weekend for them and us. You never know how things are going to go. But what I was so impressed with our guys, you know, there wasn't a ton of wild pitches, wasn't a ton of walks. Everybody was really consistent, and it didn't matter if Cross Sibley, who's in year three, I guess, or a freshman, that you really couldn't really tell, oh, hey, here's the experienced guy, here's the inexperienced guy. They all looked like they were experienced college pitchers. So very, very impressed. Great to see Matt Adams back. You know, he's had some arm issues. 9 strikeouts. Like I said, Sibley had 8 strikeouts. Middleton looked strong. The freshman on Sunday looked really, really good. And all the guys that came behind him. Really, really impressive. And we talked about this before, you know, back in my day, you know, if somebody threw 92 miles an hour, he was a flamethrower. All those guys out there were 92 to 95,
it's
96.
Just routine.
And not just straight. I mean, just sinkers. And, I mean, the talent level that we've got on the mound is really, really outstanding top to bottom.
Right. Dustin, from a hitter standpoint, you know, Oz obviously preaches fill up the zone, fill up the zone. If you don't throw strikes, you're not going to pitch. From a hitter standpoint, why are the ABs more difficult if you're facing a pitcher who's just filling the zone up with strikes? Or is it? I mean,
well, you obviously, if like JB's on the mound, he's throwing 96, 97, you obviously want him to work the count and get his pitch count up so he's not, you're not facing him for 8 innings. You want him out in the 5th inning, and that's what. If he's pounding the zone, you have to swing, or it's going to be 0-2 before you know it. You have to find something to hit early. And, you know, if you ground out, if everyone grounds out or lines out, then he's in the 5th inning with 45 pitches and he's rolling. So, yeah, I mean, when you pound the zone, it's kind of like he's stepping on you. The more strikes he throws, strike one, strike two, you better get in the box ready to hit. If you're not in the box ready to hit, it's 0-1. And you're down. You never want to be down in the box. You want to be even or up. And anytime you're down, it's definitely a tough uphill battle to climb.
As a pitcher, that's interesting,
well,
right?
From the pitcher's perspective, that's exactly what you want to do. And it's that battle that goes on between the pitcher and hitter each at bat, each inning. You know, who's going to get the upper hand? It's that internal battle.
Yeah, so every AB is kind of a one-on-one with that guy on the mound, right?
Yeah, it's a team sport, but at the end of the day, it's one-on-one in the box against the pitcher. You want – I mean, if you look at the analytics for the pitches or in the counts for the batting averages, the more you're ahead in the count, the more success you tend to have. If you're 0-2, you're not going to have much success for whatever reason that is. If it's 1-2 – little more success for you. Obviously 2-0, 3-1, all those counts you have the most success in. So you want to fight to get to those, and the pitchers are trying their hardest not to get you to those.
Toughest guy you ever had to hit against was?
Like on Southern Miss or against?
No, against Southern Miss. Toughest pitcher you faced?
I'll tell you, there's a reliever for La Tech who you probably don't know who he is. Landon Tompkins was the nastiest pitcher I faced. Now he's in pro ball. I'm sure some people would have said the Tennessee guys who throw in 100, but, you know, that wasn't – I was obviously seeing beach balls then. So
I would say Landon Tompkins from him was a funky angle and with some sink, and he had a cutter and a slider as well, so it wasn't very fun.
Yeah, and I've heard a lot of guys say that all players Dustin's caliber, they can hit a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. They can hit a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. And, Daniel, if you don't have movement, you can throw as hard as you want to and watch them sail over the fence.
Yeah, yeah. The pitcher's got to be able to locate, got to have some off-speed pitches. It's like we talked about, in the count second ago and some statistics. So third time that batter comes through the line, he's seen him twice already. You got to be a different pitcher then than you were the first two at bats and do some things different. So you've got to have a plethora of pitches to throw. So it's constant battle.
Yeah. Dustin, talk about Scott Berry. What does Scott Berry mean to you? What did he mean to your career?
The world. He I thank him every time I talk about Southern Miss. I still text him to this day. I'll probably go to his suite and say goodbye to him tonight. We talk throughout the year. He's probably one of the greatest men I've met, and I couldn't have thought about playing for another man. And it was probably the greatest thing that's ever happened to me is playing under him.
Nico Mazza told us last week, Dustin, that he had kind of mixed emotions about going to play pro ball. And he said, I'm sad because I'm not going to be able to watch my guys play every week. Mm-hmm. Now, when you leave there tonight, are you going to miss watching Golden Eagle baseball?
Yeah, but nowadays you got ESPN Plus,
there
so
you go. Yeah.
I'll have my iPad wherever I'm at.
Do you still follow the team?
Yeah, 100%. Especially in spring training, it's easier for me because we get done in the morning, and then I have all afternoon and evening to do whatever I want, so I can watch every game. But once my season gets going, we play every night, it's kind of tough to watch, but I still keep up 100%. Yeah.
What is the schedule like in minor league baseball? How often do you play? How much travel is involved? How different is it, Dustin, in that regard?
We just the minor league players union just agreed to a new agreement. So now we play, if we go on the road, it's a 6-game set. So there's no traveling every 3 days. So every Monday's off. So usually we travel Tuesday morning. We wake up, travel. Bus rides are anywhere from 4 to 7 hours. If it was more than that, we would leave Monday on the off day. It's night games throughout the week, and then Sunday's a day game, so you kind of get a off day and a half there. So, you play. Sometimes it's usually like home, away, home, away, home, away, but then there's a couple two-week home stands and a couple two-week road stands.
So it's much more grueling, is that fair to say, than college baseball?
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, it's every single night. I think I played 120 games last year, and which is double a college season. So,
120 games.
Yeah, that doesn't include spring training. So if you want to include that, it's probably up there next to like 150-ish.
Once the season starts, you don't come home, right?
Correct. I do not come home. The All-Star break is in July, so I'll come home for like a day or two and then go right back.
Has
so.
That been a big adjustment for you?
Yeah, it has. I'm used to, all my family and friends watching me because I'm right from up the road. So, they text me. We talk all the time, and they come up whenever they can.
Yeah.
Well, you got to appreciate, though, when you're a college baseball player, you've got classes to go to and mm-hmm. some other things. Now you can completely 100% devote all of your time and effort to baseball.
Yeah, it's as much time as we're at that field, that's all you really have time to do. So
do they put obviously the strength and training guys are going to put you on a regiment in college at USM. Do they do the same thing in pro ball?
But it's more so the strength guys and the minor leagues are just trying not to get you hurt. Mm-hmm. To be honest, we have lift, but it's not as organized and structured as college, where Coach Mack is in there working his butt off to get us stronger.
He really gets them stronger too, doesn't he?
Oh, he's another man that I think that changed my career. I showed up here 145 pounds my freshman year, and now I'm like 55 pounds heavier. So
Is that right? That's quite a game.
Oh, yeah.
That's quite a game. All right, any final thoughts? We're going to let you go this time, Dustin. Anything you want to say to the Golden Eagle Nation? There's thousands of them that listen to this show every day.
Appreciate everyone's support for my time here, and I look forward to seeing everybody tonight.
All right, and we look forward to seeing you in the big leagues here in the next couple, 3 years.
Yeah, you know why.
All right, Dustin Dickerson, everybody. We're going to continue. Daniel and I will wrap up this edition of the Eagle Hour right after this.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, we want to thank Dustin Dickerson for joining us throughout, I guess, almost the whole show. What a delightful kid, Daniel. It's that's the kind of young man you're around, makes you proud to follow Southern Miss sports.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really, really, really great player. All right, this segment is sponsored by D-Bat on Hardy Street. Luke Reynolds manages that. Speaking of good baseball players, state-of-the-art facility, great for baseball, softball training, kids of every age. I want to say hello to our friends at Mobe Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street, Hattiesburg. You can check out their Facebook page. Daniel Stewart, who's going to be with me every Tuesday to analyze baseball. And look, I don't want to get ahead of myself, Daniel, and you correct me now. You push me back here because I tend to get a little too excited about baseball. But I hear Dustin Dickerson talk about, I think this is a more talented team than what I played on. I've heard what your thoughts are. I know what I saw over the weekend, and admittedly, it was not against Mississippi State. We'll see that later tonight. But this could be the most talented Southern Miss team we've ever seen.
It's easy to maybe say that now, and I think that's going to really –
a lot of ball to
prove
play,
itself yeah. over the year, but yeah. You know, just looking at that roster right now, you can make an argument for this being the most talented team that we've had. And to me, it was evidenced by, you know, you saw the young guys go out. You know, the guy we had Harris on Sunday, Dre Barrett. These guys are freshmen, and they did not look like freshmen. They looked like seasoned D1 athletes that had been there, and they were, you know, hey, this is just the next step. This is not a I'm not shell shocked by the spotlight I'm in right now. It's just another game, and we're playing baseball.
All right, so you've got the talent, but that's not going to get you to Omaha alone,
no.
Right? What has to happen for this team to maximize its potential?
Well, I think kind of like Dustin was saying a little while ago, players can get hot, teams can get hot. We need to, number one, stay healthy. You know, injuries have hurt us in the past, so number one, do whatever we've got to do to stay healthy, but really, just be consistent throughout the year. If you do have some losses, don't put a streak of losses together. Don't let that infect the team where you start losing confidence, lose morale. Coach Barry used to always say, never too high, never too low. Right. Stay even keeled. But kind of like we said, I think we've got the talent there to be very successful. Losses are going to come. Obviously, they're going to try to minimize those. Early in the year, it's all about getting these guys experience and getting prepared for conference play. Hopefully get hot, get the confidence, get our guys playing at that peak level right there towards the end of the year in May.
All right, you've been down this road before. Obviously, you were a pitcher here. I want you to put in perspective a game like tonight, state rivalry, I get it, but early season, midweek game, from the minds – well, we know how the fans feel about
sure.
it. But from the perspective of players and then coaches, how are both teams approaching this game tonight?
Well, I think if you are a coach on either team, your pep talk before the game is, hey, here's our first test, especially for Southern Miss. Here's our first test. It's a midweek game. We're not going to run our ace out there all game and try to win. We're going to get some guys on the mound to get some experience. But from a hitter standpoint, you're under the lights. It's going to be a regional atmosphere. The fans are going to be packed. It's going to be a bigger spotlight tonight than it was this past weekend. So let's see how these guys respond. But at the same time, if you're a coach, hey, this is just any other baseball game. I don't care that it's Mississippi State. We're going to go out and play Southern Miss baseball. And hopefully that results in a win. But we're going to do whatever we've got to do to prepare for the middle and the end of the season, and we're going to do that tonight.
Dustin kind of surprised me a little bit when he said he don't think the players really care who they're playing. It's just another game.
Well, you know, I used to always say it's a whole lot easier, at least it was for me, to get up and get excited when we played Mississippi State, Alabama, Ole yeah. Miss, than it was Eastern Illinois, you know. Because we, you know, the players know each other. We played against each other. You know, I think when that first pitch is thrown, though, all that kind of goes out the window, and it is just another game. But it's going to be a good night for the fans of Golden Eagles.
You know, I bleed black and gold, and my family does. My parents bled maroon and white. My dad was a graduate student, sure. undergraduate student at Mississippi State. He loved Mississippi State. So I've always had respect for the program. And it is hard to overemphasize the success that program has had. And they have been a national program for 25 years.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, growing up in little Collinsville, Mississippi, West Lauderdale, you know, there were these guys that had come through that program and gone on to Mississippi State and done with DeJay Powell's, Jeremy Jackson's, those guys. So as a guy following behind them, honestly, yeah, it was a dream of mine to one day play baseball at Mississippi State. You know, my path went a little differently to junior college, and the best thing I ever did was meet Coach Barry at Meridian, and him asked me to come play baseball at the University of Southern Mississippi. It was the greatest decision I ever made. But, you know, it's everybody's got their loyalties. I've got some family members that are Mississippi yeah. State fans, yeah. But now bleed black and gold.
And we can both agree, I think, that it's just a wonderful thing that both Coach Lemonis and Coach Oz have agreed to a home and home for the foreseeable future.
Absolutely.
They're going to be here every year. We're going to be in Starkville every year. And, Daniel, I think that's a good thing for Mississippi.
It is. Great for Mississippi. Great for both programs. Mississippi is that place. You've got three good quality baseball teams, and it's fun to watch.
Look forward to having you here every Tuesday.
Look forward to it.
Daniel Stewart, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Until then, Southern Miss to the top.
To the top. Into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping. Into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.